top four we go. Kurt Hemish, a score update from Riverside Park in Springfield.
In the top of the third inning, it is Buffalo 5, Foley 0.
Did they say anything about Shakopee?
In Shakopee, it's Chanhassen 1, Moorhead 1 in the third inning. The two undefeated teams in Class B.
Yeah, they're looking for the driver's seats right there. As it'll be the meat of the order for Isanti here in the fourth. Wyatt Soderquist, Logan Callis, and Blaze Hoagie as Hennin starts Soderquist with an off-speed pitch missing down and away. 1-0 pitch cut on and missed right there from Soderquist. Evens us up at 1-1. Soderquist was a strikeout victim, his first and only time up thus far. Left fielder, left-handed swinging for the Redbirds. As Hennin's 1-1, that is cut on and missed on the off-speed. You try gearing up for that heater, Kurt, and he comes with the off-speed pitch, and you're way out in front.
Well, that he was, but we're going to see what he's going to do right here with two strikes on him.
As the 1-2 offering, that is fouled at home plate by Soderquist. He stays alive and moves our count, or freezes our count, excuse me, at 1-2. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left for Isanti. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left for Cold Spring through three. As Hennin's 1-2, that is fouled away by Soderquist. As it keeps our count at 1-2. Single elimination in the Class C State Baseball Tournament. So you got to go 4-0 this weekend if you want to go home with the hardware. Everybody aiming for Labor Day. As the 1-2 offering from Hennin just off the corner right there. And Soderquist moves the count to 2-2.
The 16 teams left would have to win one game either today or tomorrow, depending on when you're playing. You'd end up having to win two games on Sunday, and you'd have to come back and win one on Monday.
2-2 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards first. Duffner fields at his left foot. He'll win the race to the base as that ball, kind of a funky little hop on Austin, but he does a good job of putting his big body in front of that ball, Kurt.
Well, he did a good job in keeping the ball in front of him. Like you said, he put that big body in front of him over there, played it on a nice hop, and was able to easily beat him to the bag.
So the leadoff man retired, Logan Callis, to the plate. He ended the first inning with a soft pop-up to Jordan New at shortstop. As Hennin's first offering to Logan, he is in there for a strike at the knees. Jonas behind the bag at third. New in a little bit at shortstop. Not as deep as normal. Second baseman Alex Geislinger back on the tail end of the grass, and Duffner behind the bag at first for Cold Spring. As Hennin's one-strike pitch, that is fouled at home plate, and he's quickly up 0-2 on Logan Callis.
Chanhassen in that winner's bracket game tonight, Kirby. They end up winning that game tonight. They'll be in the championship game for the fourth year in a row of Class B.
They got a good squad. That is a loaded baseball team. As Hennin's 0-2 pitch is cut on, and they're going to say, yeah, swung on and missed. I thought they were calling foul at first, but it was gobbled up by Kultoff. He tags out Callis. He's out on strikes for out number two and strikeout number four for Ryan Hennin.
Well, Callis knew that he definitely swung and missed at it because he started walking towards the dugout. Kelvin just had to go run and tag him quick. Nice strikeout there for Ryan Hennin.
That Class B, the Final Four in B, which Reese and I will talk about a lot tomorrow, but you get Meesville and Cold Spring playing tomorrow, and Chanhassen and Moorhead playing tonight, as that's the Final Four, is the first offering missing for a ball to Blaze Hoagie. Six of the last seven state champions have come out of those four teams. Cold Spring went back-to-back in 13 and 14. 15 was Dundas, the lone blemish in my little story here. 16 goes Meesville. 17 goes Meesville, and then 18-19, Chanhassen. And Moorhead with a bunch of top three finishes in there as well. So some heavy hitters in B still barking. Same cast of characters. As 2-0, the count to Blaze Hoagie here. 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike to Blaze with the off-speed pitch from Hennin. Moves our count to 2-1. Catcher with the mask on this time is Nick Hoffman. He's in the on-deck circle. Two away for Isanti in a scoreless fourth inning as the 2-1 pitch missing low right there from Hennin. Now 3-1. Ryan has yet to issue a walk. He did run a three-ball count to the ninth hitter, Tristan Zimprek. It was 3-1 to Zimprek, and Hennin battled back to get a fly out to center. 3-1 pitch here. That's on the corner, and that fills our count up at 3-2. He's not going to give it to you, Kurt. He's normally going to make you take it. As 3-2 the count with two away. The lefty Hennin working on the lefty Blaze Hoagie. Payoff pitch. That is off the plate, just a little bit too far outside, and a two-out walk has been issued to the Redbird first baseman.
Well, it was one of those, again, that was just off the plate on the left-hand side of the plate versus the right-hand side of the plate, because that umpire definitely likes it on the right-hand side of that plate right there. But we haven't seen him calling that pitch at all on the left-hand side there.
So two away and the man on as the catcher Nick Hoffman to the plate. As still kind of that twilight time. Might be a tough time to catch a fly ball here with two outs and a guy on. Could prove costly as the first offering to Hoffman is missing high for a ball from Hennin. So tad of a zone change, basically, Kurt, from what we saw earlier.
He definitely has. Unfortunately, he's not going right at the guys like he did. And like you said, the zone's definitely changing a little bit here as the game's going on.
1-0 pitch. That's above the letters. There's no debating that one. Now 2-0 as Hennin falls behind on Nick Hoffman, who singled to right field, his first and only time up. The runner at first is Blaze Hoagie. He was walked by Ryan Hennin. As Hennin, a quick throw over, and back safely at first is Blaze Hoagie. Kind of startled Duffner with that throw over right there.
Well, I don't think the runner or first baseman Duffner thought Hennin was for sure going to throw it over there, and I don't know what they were looking at.
2-0 pitch. That's right down Broadway for a strike from Hennin with some pop on the mitt of Kaltoff. 2-1 the count. Rocky baseball tonight on KASM. It'll be the Watkins Clippers tomorrow on KASM as they take on Bird Island. What's that, 3 o'clock start time tomorrow afternoon? Randy,
yep,
and Don?
3 o'clock down in Springfield.
Riverside Park in Springfield. Randy and Donnie get to see that beautiful ballpark for the first time. We're in Milroy here tonight. 2-1 pitch, off-speed pitch in there for a strike to Hoffman as Hennin battles back to even us up at 2-2. On Total Country Bob FM tomorrow, 105.5 on your FM dial. It'll be 1 o'clock, Cold Spring taking on Neesville. Reese Hemish and I down at the Joe and Shakopee for that game. As Hennin set, his 2-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground, deep in the hole at third. Jonas Fields comes across the diamond, low throw, and it gets past Duffner. Hoagie got to second, he's going to get to third, and he's going to stop right there. A throwing error keeps things alive for the Redbirds in the fourth.
Well, David Jonas did a nice job of going over to get that ball in the hole. Unfortunately, he comes up throwing a two-hopper over to Duffner. It skids right down on the ground, goes right under Duffner's glove to the fence. Great thing there was a good backup over there, so he kept the runner at third base.
So the inning continues here as the best threat of the evening either way. Second and third with two outs now for Isanti and Brett Tholen to the plate. He's up with two men in scoring position. Error on the Rocky third baseman. Cold Spring had some errors last week as well, Kurt, that kept Buckman in the game and got the tying run to the plate as this pitch, first pitch, popped up foul and out of play. As what they have, four last week?
And they ended up having four errors, giving up eight runs. None of those eight runs were earned last week. They were all unearned runs with the four errors.
That ninth inning, a little heart attack inning for everybody from Cold Spring as well. Hennin gets ahead of Tholen. One strike pitch is missing. Now 1-1. Great take right there by Tholen, laying off that off-speed pitch that kept tailing low. At third base, it's Blaze Hoagie. He walked. At second base, Nick Hoffman reached on an error. Head and set. His 1-1 pitch. That is popped up. Kaltoff won't even give it the time of day with a look. And 1-2 the count as that ball's out of play. Ryan, a strikeout away from putting a bow on this fourth inning. Scoreless. This is that time you were talking about, Curtis, where he gasses up a little bit on two strikes with two outs. The lefty set is 1-2. He came with the off-speed this time, and it's fouled away by Brent Tholen and hitting the deck over there. His coaching area is Steve Allen. I've been over there. You've been over there. That ball gets on you quick sometimes.
Well, it does, and he laces that off-speed pitch right at that third base coach.
That is their manager, Steve Allen, over there. We'll do the 1-2 over again. Hennin's 1-2, swung on and missed as it's waved at with the off-speed right there by Brent Tholen. Big strikeout of the biggest strikeout of the evening for Hennin, who now has five as that was a nice little off-speed pitch, Kurt.
That it was. He's been going at him with the fastball when he's got two strikes on him generally, but this time he came right at him with two off-speed pitches, and that guy waved right at that one.
So for Isanti here in the fourth, no runs on no hits. There was one big cold spring error that extended the inning, and two runners left base. 3.5, zero is the score. We're on to the bottom of the fourth in 1 minute, coming up here on KASM.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh, fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies.
Uptown got its hustlers. Bottom of the fourth here at Yankee Stadium in Milroy. It'll be Austin Duffner, David Jonas, and Alex Geislinger. Nice part of the Rocky order trying to break our scoreless tie as their second look at Isanti Redbirds hurler, right-hander James Green, as Green rocks and fires. First pitch to Duffner, missing away. As one ball the count, Duffner struck out his first time up. As the big Rocky first baseman in that left-handed batter's box, as this pitch is smashed foul down the first baseline, evening our count up at 1-1. So 1-1. Duffner with 11 of his team's 20 RBIs in the state tournament. As that pitch missing high for a ball, moves our count to 2-1. Cold Spring wins this game, Kurt. He's pretty much a shoo-in for the all-tournament team, you'd almost say.
He's probably got a good start at it ready with him having two wins, and especially by having a three-home run game last week.
He had seven RBIs last week, but you forget about his four RBIs in the opening round against Starbuck. He had that big three-run double for Cold Spring as the 2-1 pitch missing. As Green falls behind, Duffner 3-1, 3-1 pitch, up and away, and the Rockies get the leader on in the fourth inning as Duffner has issued a walk.
Well, for the second time in four innings, the Rockies got that leadoff man on, and that's exactly what we need for the heart of the order coming up here with number three hitter David Jonas and four hitter Alex Geislinger coming up here for the Rockies.
Strategery, as Will Farrell once said on Saturday Night Live, Kurt, is you get Duffner, who had that big day, and they pitch around him, then you get Geislinger and Jonas behind him.
Well, and you can't let up at pitching at anybody when you're down here in the state tournament.
First offering to Jonas, missing for a ball, and that'll get Nick Hoffman out from behind the plate to settle his starting pitcher, James Green, down. A walk last inning to Sam Distel. Now another one here this inning to start the fourth in the form of Duffner, and it'll be a tough road to hoe for Green going through the meat of this Rocky order with a man on base. As Hoffman doing his counseling on the mound, he'll make his way back to the dugout. Cole's bringing their gorgeous cream jerseys here tonight. Everybody wears the high socks, three stripe on there. Cream jerseys, says Rockies across the front. Black stripe down the pants, black piping around the arms. As a 1-0 pitch to Jonas, that is hit in the air to right field. Right fielder over for a look, that's Brent Tholen. That ball will be called for and caught 2 feet into fair territory. And a nice mound visit right there from the catcher Hoffman as Jonas is retired for out number one.
Well, as Green was doing when he was throwing those balls, I noticed he was kind of falling off the mound incorrectly. And I don't know if the catcher noticed that. He goes out there and has a talk with him, and that time he goes and pitches normal just like he should and ends up throwing a strike and gets a pop-up.
So 1-1 out, Alex Geislinger to the plate. Alex was batting when his big brother Tyler ran into that out to end the Rocky threat in the first inning. Then he ended up striking out to start the second inning as he got kind of a second at-bat right there. It was the first pitch from Green. Gias missing right there. Wasn't low, Kurt. I don't know where that one missed, but
Might have been just a shade high and maybe just a shade inside, but we've definitely seen him call that before tonight.
Duffner the lead from first as the 1-0 pitch to Geislinger. That's on the corner for a strike, even it up at 1-1. That one looked better than the first one, or the first one looked better than that one.
That it did.
Tom Ficker flashing the signs over in the third base coaching box. Nice night. Nice Friday. We appreciate you joining us here in Milroy on your Friday night. As there goes Duffner, 1-1 pitch missing low. Duffner will slide, and he won't slide, excuse me, as he steals second base standing up. As I don't know why Austin didn't slide, but he steals his second base of the tournament standing.
Well, he made it kind of close by not sliding. He easily had the base stolen, but by just going in there standing up, the catcher double pumped a little bit, and then he one-hopped it to the second base there. But if Austin would have slid, they wouldn't even been close.
So Duffner into scoring position for Alex Geislinger here. As 2-1 our count. Rockies looking for our game's first score. As this pitch is slashed into left field. Duffner had to freeze on the line drive for the potential diving catch by Logan Callis. So he just advances 90 feet to move up to third base. And Rockies have runners at the corners here with one down and Jordan New into the batter's box.
Nice job there by Alex Geislinger. He takes that fastball on the outside part of the plate and laces it just past the reach of third baseman Callis. Duffner, like you said, had to freeze right there at second base. All he could do is go to third after that. But runners at the corners here for the Rockies with only one out.
So first and third here as the Rockies threatening as the catcher Nick Hoffman applying his signs behind the plate. Middle infield's going to look for that double play in the form of Tucholsky at short and Jeff Bowman. Corner infielders are even with the bag. Obviously, first baseman Blaze Hoagie holding the runner on. And then at third base, Logan Callis playing even, if not maybe a step in front of third base. Good spot for Jordan New to notch our game's first score right here. As Duffner, the lead from third, Geislinger from first. As Green's first offering to New, and New pushes a bunt up the first base line. A safety squeeze, and New is out at first base. Nice play by the first baseman Blaze Hoagie on a diving attempt. But give Newsy the RBI, Kurt, on the old suicide or the safety squeeze, excuse me.
It was a great safety squeeze by Jordan New there. I'm not so sure he didn't beat that out because the first baseman had to dive to the base with his glove, and it looked like he almost got there right at the same time. But he did a great job of pushing that ball all the way down the first baseline. So Austin Duffner could easily come home to score on that. But a big RBI suicide squeeze bunt, safety squeeze bunt there for Jordan New.
Alex Geislinger ends up at second base on the bunt. That was bang-bang at first, but I do think that Hoagie got the glove there before New got there. Beautiful bunt by Jordan New. Duffner came across to score our game's first run as Cold Spring leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Colin Eskew looks at a first-pitch ball from James Green. As Eskew looking to add on here for Cold Spring in the fourth inning. Still got a runner in scoring position with two outs as this pitch is cut on and missed by Eskew. Evens our count up at 1-1. So Tom Ficker over at third, Kurt, wanted that run in, and he wanted it in bad.
Well, it's always big to get a lead, and when you had a chance to put one in and you had a great bunter at the plate, what better time to do it?
1-1 the count is Green staring at Geislinger at second base. The righty comes home now. His 1-1 pitch is squibbed up the first base line. This is going to be a tough play. Hoagie couldn't decide for a while, Kurt, whether to field or let Green field. He ends up fielding it and stepping on the base and making it look a little easier than he did later in the play than he did at the beginning.
Well, it was one of them, just like how that safety squeeze was. It was, do I leave the pitcher field the ball and me cover the base, or do I go get it and do both? And he ended up going to get it and do them both, and he ended up getting it out on both of them. A great job by the Redbird first baseman right there.
So for Cold Spring in the fourth, they score our game's first run, scoring one run on one hit. There were no Isanti errors and one runner left on base. Four in the books. Scoreboard now reads 1-0 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the fifth inning coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to Rocky State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting.
business.
It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Top five we go. Mitch Dunbar, Tristan Zimprek, Jeff Bauman. 8-9-1 of the Isanti lineup as they're getting their second, third, and third look at Ryan Hennen here. As Hennen pitching with a lead for the first time this evening as he gets a heater past Tristan Zimprek, past Mitch Dunbar, for strike one. As the one strike pitch, that is cut on and missed. Now 0-2. Dunbar, his first time up, a bounce out to first baseman Austin Duffner. As Hennen's 0-2 offering, that is hit softly right back at Ryan. Takes a few steps, underhand flips. I don't know about that long underhand flip like that, Kurt. It might burn him someday, but Duffner gets this one right in the chest and a quick out number one.
Well, when he ends up fielding that one on the third base side of the pitcher's mound over there, and then he runs about halfway over to first base and does that underhand flip, you sometimes wonder if you weren't just better off taking it and making a regular throw over to the first baseman.
Well, something about a lefty who now in three state tournament starts this year has what, like two walks? Why he can't just stand there flat-footed and throw to Duffner? He's got to run and then do that that awkward 35-foot straight-arm flip. But, you know, Ryan Hennen doesn't tell me how to broadcast the games. Who am I to tell him how to pitch on this mound? As Tristan Zimprek looks at a first-pitch ball. 1-0 pitch fouled at home plate by Zimprek. Evens us up at 1-1. You'll remember Zimprek, Kurt, Hennen falling behind him as this the nine-hitter for Isanti. Then he battled back in there, did Hennen, and got the fly out to short right center field, Tyler Geislinger. As Hennen's 1-1 offering to Zimprek, off-speed pitch, dropped in there nicely from Ryan, moves our count to 1-2.
After the Rockies scored that run in the bottom of the fourth inning, we have activity in the Redbird bullpen down there. We have a left-hander from Isanti throwing. I can't quite make out the number.
1-2 pitch missing high, as that evens us up at 2-2. One down for Isanti here in the fifth inning. Cold Spring notched the scoreboard first, last bottom of the inning, the bottom of the fourth. Safety squeeze from Jordan New gets the run across as this pitch is fouled at home plate by Zimprek. And something we've seen the past couple weeks, Kurt Hemish, is these two-strike counts going a little longer than normal for Hennen as these batters battling with him.
They definitely have been battling. They end up falling off a lot of pitches off Ryan Hennen. Makes him throw a lot more pitches to each batter.
As Ryan's 2-2 pitch, that's fouled into the netting once again, and it keeps us at 2-2. 2-2 the count to the Redbird center fielder. Lineup flips over to Jeff Bowman on deck for Isanti. As Hennen's 2-2 pitch, off speed, cut on and miss. Strikeout right there for Hennen as they were falling off the heater, Kurt, and they were not touching that slider.
Well, all of a sudden he thought, you know what, if you want to keep falling off my heater like that, I'm going to go throw you some off speed. And he swung a mile early on that one. Big strikeout there for Ryan Hennen.
So two down. Lineup turns over to Jeff Bowman. His third look at Ryan Hennen here. As Hennen's first offering, fastball on the inside corner. He has half of the Isanti hits. Leadoff single to start the first inning. He has one, and Nick Hoffman, catcher, has one. As Hennen's one-strike pitch, that is missing a little too far inside right there. Try going right back to the well. Came a little too far in on the hands. Even the count up at 1-1. As Hennen gets the sign from Kaltoff, his 1-1 pitch, that is tapped on the ground towards second. Geislinger to his right makes the play. He'll flip to first baseman. And Duffner 4-3 in a clean 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Hennen and the Rockies in the fifth as they retire the Redbirds in order. Zeros across the board for Isanti through 4.5. It is Cold Spring 1 and the Isanti Redbirds a nothing. We're on to the bottom of the fifth inning coming up 1 minute from now on your home for state tournament baseball, KASM, and MyCasm.com.
Did you know that the average human will sleep for a total of 26 years? Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon 3 times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered. From the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.
Bottom five, bottom of the order for Cold Spring, and it starts with Calvin Kaltoff. It'll be Kaltoff, Sam Distel, Brady Lynn getting their second look at James Green, the Isanti Redbirds starter, as Green standing tall on that rubber as his first offering to Kaltoff is missing inside for ball number one. Calvin bounced out to the second baseman, Jeff Bowman, his first and only time up thus far, as the 1-0 offering from Green. That is in there for a strike to even us up at 1-1. One notch on the scoreboard goes to Cold Spring. They went walk, stolen base, base hit, and safety squeeze last inning to get their run across as the 1-1 pitch missing high to Kaltoff. Now 2-1. You mentioned activity in the Isanti Redbird pen. Whoever that lefty is down there, he's heating it up pretty good right now, as you noticed during the half-inning break, Kurt Hemish, as the 2-1 pitch cut on and missed by Kaltoff as Green got the heater by him. Evens our count up at 2-2. 3:05 down the lines here in Milroy. Dead center field, 375. As Green's 2-2 offering to Kaltoff, cut on and missed. And Calvin's out on strikes for out number one. For James Green, that would be strikeout number 5 for him.
Well, just as we talk, as that reliever down there from the left side warming up pretty good, Green says, I better start taking care of business up here, or I'm not going to be out here very long. And he goes right at Calvin Kaltoff.
Brings Sam Distel to the plate for Cold Spring as Sam coaxed a walk. His first and only plate appearance as the first offering cut on and missed from Distel right there. Rockies don't get cheated early in the count, Kurt. You've noticed that for a couple years now.
Well, they go up there swinging. If you're going to throw them that first pitch strike, they're not afraid to take a hack at that.
As the one strike offering from James Green, that is on the corner for a strike to Distel, who started his hands and ended up not coming through the zone with the barrel. Looked at a strike, and Sammy D's in a hole at 0-2. Brady Lynn on deck for Cold Spring. As the 0-2 pitch in there, strike three, Distel down looking, and if it was inspiration that manager Steve Allen was looking for James Green by warming someone up, it's really working for him right now.
Well, he definitely got it as he gets two big strikeouts here to start the fifth inning for the Redbirds.
Brings Brady Lynn to the plate for Cold Spring. As Lynn, a strikeout victim, his first time up thus far, as Green ready, first offering to Lynn, off-speed pitch in there for a strike. He went heater, heater, heater on Brady Lynn, his first time up, as Lynn looks at a hook right there. He got all three of those fastballs by him, so Brady's thinking right now, is this pitch breaking ball in there again, Kurt? He's toying with the young man. 17-year-old kid. He was gearing up for the heater. Now he's looking at hooks.
Throwing them five pitches, and he's throwing them five strikes and all different pitches.
As the right-hander looks in, looking for the old snapper, mow him down inning, as Green ready. His 0-2 pitch, fastball, swung on and missed. Three strikeouts, 5, 6, and 7 for James Green. Rockies retired in order without putting the ball in play here in the fifth. Still 1-0 in favor of Cold Spring over Isanti. To the sixth inning we go, coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to KASM AM 1150. It's FM 107.7, 105.5 HD2. Line anytime, anywhere, mykasm.com.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Top of the sixth here at Yankee Stadium in Milroy. It is Joe Tucholsky, Wyatt Soderquist, and Logan Callis due up for the Isanti Redbirds as Ryan Hennon's first offering to Joe Tucholsky is cut on and missed for strike number one. Tucholsky, a strikeout victim in the first, and a bounce out to second baseman Alex Geislinger in the third, 0-for-2 on the night to the Redbird shortstop. As Hennon's one strike offering to Tucholsky is popped up foul and out of play. 0-2 the count. Kurt, we got to say hello to Ethan Vogt, listening back in the Padua area at Vogt Farms. Doing a little corn silage tonight, huh?
That time of the year. We've seen that as we were driving down here. We've seen quite a few people doing that.
You be safe, Ethan, and maybe a Coors Light will be on in your hand later as the two-strike pitch popped up softly into short center field. In to make the catch, cap high, is Tyler Geislinger for a very quiet out number one.
Well, Ryan Hennon did a nice job of going right at Tucholsky right there, throwing him three strikes, not wasting any time, going right at the number two hitter for the Redbirds.
So one down, and Wyatt Soderquist to the plate. As Ryan Hennon's first offering to Soderquist is in there for a strike. I mentioned all the ways you can listen here on KASM. If you have an Alexa device, you can just tell her, Alexa, play my KASM. She'll do that for you. That's what Randy Rothstein's doing right now, Kurt, with a glass of vino at his ranch in Richmond. He said he needs that Rocky win on a slow Friday night.
I didn't think he had to say anything. I just figured for Randy, it would automatically come up for him.
Well, things normally do fall into place for runs. That's how it works. It's two strikes to Wyatt Soderquist. Hennon's two-strike offering swung on and missed as the off-speed pitch to Soderquist. He's out on strikes for out number two and seven punch-outs for Ryan Hennon.
Well, and so far this inning, he ended up throwing three strikes to the number two hitter. Now he went right at the number three hitter with three strikes.
So he's come right at the Redbird two and three hitters, and that brings Logan Collis to the plate. As Hennon stands on the rubber, his first offering to Collis, missing inside right there. That go through the webbing of Kultoff's glove? Calvin's looking. I think it just popped out of the pocket, huh?
It looks like it must have popped out of the pocket because if that went through the webbing of that glove, he wouldn't be using that glove out there anymore. I think Kelvin's just checking to make sure that it didn't get the umpire, but it's funny how it went just off the end of his glove and did miss the umpire's left arm.
So want to know the count to Logan Collis, who flew out to shortstop Jordan New and struck out in his two trips thus far. 1-0 pitch is tapped softly right to Hennon. Here he comes with that jog and that 25-foot throw, but it worked for him again as he retires. The Redbirds in order in the sixth. Scoreless through six are the Isanti Redbirds as Hennon retires them in order. Through 5.5, Cold Spring 1, Isanti 0. You're listening to Cold Spring Rocky State Tournament action right here on KASM.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Bottom six, bottom of the order for bottom six, top of the order. How about for Cold Spring? It starts with Tyler Geislinger as he'll get his third look here at James Green. As it'll be Geislinger, Duffner, and Jonas for Cold Spring here in the six, looking for some insurance, trying to tack on to that 1-0 lead they currently possess over the Isanti Redbirds. As the first offering from Green to Geislinger is cut on and missed. Tyler started the bottom of the first inning with a double to right center field. He then was thrown out, oversliding third base on a base that he had stolen. And then he bounced out to the first baseman, Blaze Hoagie, as this pitch fouled into the netting. And Tagai in a hole at 0-2. Third trip through for Cold Spring here. The activity in the Isanti pen has come to a stop as James Green, his three-strikeout inning last inning. Or that pitcher is ready. As the 0-2 pitch is fouled at home plate, unable to hold on at the dish was Nick Hoffman. Even if that did get to his glove, Kurt, it's tough for me to see. Might have fouled him off the chest protector, but 0-2 the count stays at. Rocky's got a run on the board, and they've only got three hits. They've only got two hits, excuse me. As the 0-2 pitch in there, strike three. Don't look now, Kurt. James Green has struck out his last four batters, and he has eight on the evening.
Well, he does. He came right at him, and it was one of those, again, right off the plate on the right-hand side of the plate. The umpires loved that call all night, and he just rung up Tyler on that one, too.
So Geislinger retired, and that brings Austin Duffner to the plate for Cold Spring. As Green, the right-hander, ready, his first pitch to Duffner. Big hack at that one on the eye-high heater, and Duffner comes up empty. As most hacks at eye-high heaters do, as one strike to Austin. Scored the Rockies' lone run. He walked his last time up in the fourth inning, stole second, advanced to third on an Alex Geislinger base hit, came in to score on the Jordan New sacrifice safety squeeze. He swings through the one-strike pitch, and Duffman in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count. As Green ready, 0-2 pitch to Duffner, missing down and away. Moves our count to 1-2. As 1-2 the count, 1-0 in favor of Cold Spring. Third round action of the Minnesota State Amateur Baseball Tournament. 1-2 pitch just above the belt right there. Duffy started his hands, stayed put, able to check his swing. Count moves to 2-2 now. Green's still loose, Kurt. That ball's coming out of that right arm pretty quick as the 2-2 pitch to Duffner just off the corner right there. Hoffman holds it for a bit behind the plate. Out for a stroll on the mound is James Green. He now flips the ball up in the air. They don't like that strike zone call right there.
Well, they don't, but it's been that way all night long. Like I said, he won't call that on the left-hand side of the plate, but he will on the right-hand side of the plate, and right there was a prime example.
Payoff pitch to Duffner, and Duffner swings through that pitch. Guy leading the tournament in home runs, and you got to throw four strikes to him right there, as that now the fifth straight strikeout for James Green, and nine on the evening, Kurt.
Well, then Green, just like many pitchers, if he doesn't get the call he felt like he should have had, he's going to put a little extra more on that one, and that's exactly what he did when he threw that right by Austin Duffner.
So two quick ones is David Jonas to the plate. Jonas hammers one right at the left fielder again. He ended his first at-bat in the first inning. He hit an absolute seed at the left fielder Wyatt Soderquist, and he ends the sixth inning on kind of a mirror image, Kurt.
It was the exact same play at it. He takes that first pitch strike right above the belt, and he laces it right at the left fielder. You got to hit that one way or another, and it's going to be an easy single for you, but not when you hit it right at the guy standing still.
Green retires the Rockies in order. He has now retired eight consecutively. Cold Spring goes in order in the sixth. We've played six, 1-0 our score in favor of the Cold Spring Rockies. On to the seventh, coming up in a minute on Chasm Radio.
With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build, from the very basic to elaborate. Cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled and restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring. It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Top seven here in Milroy, as it'll be Blaze Hoagie leading things off for the Isanti Redbirds, who are down to their final nine outs as they trail 1-0 against the Cold Spring Rockies in the third round of the state amateur baseball tournament. Hoagie looks at a ball. 1-0 pitch from Hennon in there for, excuse me, missing for a ball, moving our count to 2-0 as we see some a lefty and a righty up in the Rocky pen, Kurt.
Well, I can see the lefty is TJ New down there.
I think Aller would be the righty, being it is a Rocky, not a drafty, right?
Yep.
Andrew Aller and TJ New heating it up as the 2-0 pitch in there for a strike to Ryan Hennon. As Hennon ready, his 2-1 pitch to Hoagie, that is hit in the air, short left field. That ball is going to drop as Eskew has the ball go past him. Hoagie with the turn at first, and he's going to reach second base. Colin Eskew playing left field in place of Nick Skluzacek, a lineup change for Cold Spring, and we're going to have to go single in an error on that one, Kurt.
Yeah, Colin did a nice job of coming in. Looked like he was almost going to dive for that ball, and he realized there was no way he was able to go do that, and then he ends up running just past the ball. Nice job of backing him up by Tyler Geislinger.
He did back it up, but he was unable to keep Hoagie at second base. As we're going to get a pinch runner here for Isanti, as Tom Ficker comes out of the Rocky dugout, Kurt. So Blaze Hoagie is the first baseman, and the manager, Steve Allen, comes over, and he will send out number 30 to pinch run.
Number 30, that would be Jordan Schluter in pinch running at second base for the Redbirds.
So Schluter in at second. He's the pinch runner. As now it's strategy time, as you got the runner at second base, Kurt. You could bunt him over to third. You do probably have some speed on the pads there with the pinch runner. Could play it straight up and have three chances at Ryan Hennon, not giving away a free out. It'll be a tough call.
Well, it will, and they have Nick Hoffman at the plate, who does have one of the three hits for the Redbirds today. Did get on base the second time, too, by reaching on an error, so it's going to be interesting to see what the Redbirds are going to do here. But I would think with the guy in scoring position, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not going to take three chances driving that run in.
So Duffner is thinking bunt. Geislinger's thinking bunt on the right side as they're shifting over. Schluter leads from second. News trying to keep him close. There is no indication of a bunt from Hoffman, who looks at a strike right there. Hoffman's hands stay put, Kurt, as he just looked at that strike from Ryan Hennon, who had retired his last seven before that single and an error. As Hennon set, now we see Hoffman square, now pull back, and square once again as he does bunt this ball right in front of home plate. Kaltoff fields, he's only got one play, that's to first base. Sacrifice in order as Hoffman retired 1-4 with Geislinger covering first and the tying run 90 feet away in the form of Jordan Schluter.
Well, it was a good job of Kelvin jumping out behind the plate and fielding that one. It looked like he was almost going to take a throw to third, realizing there's no way he had a play over there. And he had just enough time to throw that ball to second baseman Alex Geislinger covering at first base.
That brings Brent Tholen to the plate for Isanti. He is their seventh hitter, and he is 0-for-2 with two Ks. Rocky infield's going to come in here, and Ryan Hennon would love to make him 0-for-3 with three Ks on the evening. Lefty looks in for the signs as Tholen strikeout swinging in the second and fourth as we get time called here.
We got a ball from the Rocky bullpen that ended up coming all the way back here behind home plate.
As the umpire threw it to the wrong dugout, he threw it to the Isanti dugout. as someone in the pen's going to need a new pearl down there. Umpire apologizing to the Rocky bullpen right now, saying, oh, sorry. We're back to business. Tying run at third. First offering. That is cut on and missed by Brent Tholen. Infield all the way in. New Geislinger up the middle there on the grass. Jonas is even with the bag at third, but he's got an arm good enough to mow a runner down. And Duffner in front of the bag at first base. As the one-strike pitch from Hennen, that's cut on and missed of the changeup right there. Quickly getting ahead of Brent Tholen at 0-2. Kurt, we talked about 0-2 with two Ks, and Hennen would love strikeout number 8 right now.
He's going right at him here. He comes up throwing a fastball through him on the first strike and goes with the off-speed right there. Let's going to see what Ryan Hennen does here on the third pitch to this batter.
0-2 the count to the Redbird right fielder as Hennen steps off the rubber. Taps his chest as him and Kaltoff not able to get on the same page right there. Tying run at third is pinch runner Jordan Schluter. He's running for Blaze Hoagie, who singled and got to second on an error. As the 0-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Asking he shall receive for Ryan Hennen. He retires Tholen on strike swinging for the third time tonight. And a huge strikeout right there for big out number 2.
You're looking for a huge strikeout. He got it right there with a runner at third base. And he has a guy at the plate that he struck out twice. He says, you know what, I need to go do it a third time here. The biggest strikeout of the evening right there for Ryan Hennen.
So two down. Infield gets to unclench, and they get back to normal depth as Mitch Dunbar to the plate. And Dunbar swings through the Hennen heater for strike one. Dunbar bounced out to first baseman Austin Duffner in the second and bounced out to pitcher Ryan Hennen in the fifth. 0-2 thus far on the night for Mitch Dunbar. Rocky ace, lefty, trying to keep it a 1-0 game right now. His one-strike pitch is fouled away, and Dunbar in a hole at 0-2. And, Kurt, all of a sudden, you're in the batter's box, thinking if he's going to gas up on that heater or if he's going to come with that that off-speed pitch. Dunbar takes his time to get into the batter's box. Schluter leading from third. Two strikes on the Isani Redbird designated hitter in time called at home plate.
Little cat and mouse game here between the pitcher and catcher.
As Hennen's ready to go. 0-2 the count to Dunbar. Lefty rocks and fires. 0-2 pitch. Off speed. Just missing. A little too late breaking right there. As by the time Kaltoff caught it, it was maybe in the zone, but it didn't cross the plate in the zone. So our count moves to 1-2. A little too close for comfort if you're Dunbar, but he does have a great take right there. Moves our count to 1-2. Hennen set at the waist. Lefty ready. His 1-2 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards short. New on a knee field. Throws across the diamond in time. Oh! Okay, it is in time. It looked like Duffner potentially came off the bag, but they say Duffman stayed on just long enough, Kurt. That was, speaking of too close for comfort, huh?
Well, from here, it was awful hard to say exactly what it was. It was on one of those situations that I thought maybe the base ump was going to ask the home plate ump if he definitely stayed on, but he felt like he definitely stayed on, and he took care of business himself making the call. A nice stretch by Austin Duffner there to get that throw from Jordan New.
Making it interesting on us as Hennen pitches around a leadoff single in an air. He gives up no runs on one hit. There was that one aforementioned Rocky air and a big old runner left on third base. 6.5, it's stretch time here at Yankee Stadium. Still 1-0 our score in favor of Cold Spring. The Rockies lead by 1. We're back with their half of the 7th in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night. For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and 2 locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here, senior person at Willembring Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman. It was pointed out to me that in the 10 other ads I recorded, I never gave out any phone numbers. My theory is that people aren't often sitting by their transistor radios with pencil and paper anyhow. Hey, but if that's you, our number is 320-685-3678. If you're like me and still have an old rotary phone at home and long-distance charges, call our toll-free number, 800-247-0925.
Now remember, that's 320-685-3678 or 800-247-0925. Keep listening to Chasm, too.